USA News Update. The CDC and the FDA are looking into concerns the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older.
The CDC notes that overall, the data suggests it's very unlikely there's a true clinical risk. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
They continue to evaluate data. I'm Dave Collins.
Engineers are developing a nasal spray that could be used to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus. According to a report by Johns Hopkins University, engineers have created a thin, thread-like strand of molecules designed to be sprayed into the nose. The newly engineered filament is called Face 2. The spray would block harmful viruses from entering the lungs, with the idea that it'll work like a sponge to absorb the virus. The sprays could effectively replace face masks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.